It's a glamorous business, and people say it's a good way to start a new industry by giving them this tax break. Won't there be a lot of howling about this, even from guys like Jeff Daniels and Mitch Albom, who testified Hollywood will come to Michigan if we give them 42% rebates?
Yes, there will be a lot of howling, but I say let them howl, because it's hurting the economy more than it's helping the economy. In fact, the only thing that we've really gained in this are job announcements and nice press stories about Johnny Depp or some other celebrity, some great American thespian like Rob Schneider being seen in a coffee shop. And the fact of the matter is, however, the empirical work done by the Anderson Economic Group suggests that the 2009 year cost Michigan 4,250 jobs as a direct result of the tax credit program, because these are refundable tax credits. They're not just tax credits against the tax burden that you would have incurred. If you, refundable means that the Department of Treasury actually sends film producers a check for any credit over and above the amount they owe in the business, Michigan business tax. But state transparency, or lack thereof, prevents us from knowing exactly how big those checks have been to various movie makers around the state.
It's interesting. You mentioned the Michigan business tax. One thing I've always wondered is, so if Hollywood, if a movie production comes to Michigan, they are paying actors, actresses, people behind the scenes, camera people, whatnot. Because they're in Michigan working, they have to pay a business tax, and then they get part of that back. Is that the tax they're refunded?
That's correct. Okay. And it's refundable up to 42% of their expenses incurred in Michigan. So you can imagine how many chicken dinners we could produce if we were rebating 42% of those costs, or how many automobiles would be produced here if taxpayers were forced to rebate 42% of those expenses.
Right.
We don't doubt that incentives work. I mean, we're all economists here. However, we don't think that these are good on net balance, because it's simply a transfer of wealth from A to B with a middleman taking a cut in the middle. And that middleman is the MEDC, who has to have bureaucrats picking and choosing who the winner should be and who the loser should be.
Yeah, I would think that some businesses that work hard and pay taxes and have been established would get angry with all of these freebies that are passed out.
Well, there are over 100,000 Michigan businesses who are on the hook for the MBT and related business tax surcharge, but only a handful of them have gotten favors from the state. Now, if the state is arguing that reducing the cost of doing business for 300 or 400 or 500 businesses is good, how can they conceivably say it's not good for all the others?
Well, here's another argument. I'm sure that if former Governor Granholm were here, or some of her supporters in this area, they might say, Democrats and Republicans alike might say, yeah, but it's the world in which we live. Ohio, Indiana, Wisconsin, Illinois are all offering these rebates, and if we can't, then we can't be competitive.
But we don't want to be competitive with losers. This is a bad policy. So we would actually be setting ourselves apart from other states that insist on playing this corporate welfare game. And by losers, that wasn't a personal swipe. I'm talking about economic losers. States are starting to rein in their own programs. Iowa has suspended its program. Governor Christie in New Jersey has said no more. And we think this is going to happen not only due to the fact that budgets are tight, but because scholars are arguing that these don't work. Here in Michigan, the nonpartisan Senate Fiscal Agency estimated that this program cost Michigan $193,000 per job created.
For the movies, or just for all these programs?
For the direct jobs created for the movie subsidy program alone. There's a brand new report out of Massachusetts. The state treasury analyzed their program and found that it returned just 16 cents for every dollar they gave up.
Mm-hmm.
That these programs are just not sustainable, and I would argue that there are better ways to bring celebrities to your state.
Yeah, geez. So I was just shocked to hear Friday that the governor had spoken to people and announced that he was against continuing this movie maker rebate tax incentive, and maybe some of the other ones. That's just shocking. And and you think, based on the makeup of the new legislature, that he would have support in maybe ending it?
I would say that this was Mr. Snyder's Nixon goes to China moment. Your listeners may not realize that he is the first ever vice chair of the MEDC. Engler appointed him vice chair of the MEDC when he was in the private sector. So for him to get elected to office and then come out and say, look, this doesn't work, there's a better way, let's get rid of these tax credits, is monumental. Second of all, even if he did not do that and wanted to continue them, I think the legislature is so ready to get take a different tack, to get rid of the games and establish a fair field and no favors, that they would have pushed Mr. Snyder towards this very idea.
Wow. And now, what about the other incentives, mega brownfield? I know we've done a lot of projects in the Traverse City area with these brownfield tax credits. Are they going to be history, too?
Yes. It's my understanding that the administration doesn't want to pull the rug out from under the businesses who have honorably earned tax credits as a result of adding certain numbers of employees to their payroll. So they'll let those continue.
Mm-hmm.
However, what's interesting is they will force those businesses to remain Michigan business taxpayers and surcharge payers.
Okay.
So these businesses will have to decide for themselves, will we do better under a new corporate income tax system and letting those credits go, or will we do better by maintaining the credits for now?
Wow.
And then being pushed into the new corporate income tax when the credits are finished.
Wow. So if you want to live with the credits that were granted, then you have to live with the old Michigan business tax,
which is hyper complex.
Yep. So now the corporate tax, I think he said it would be 6% flat tax on was it S corporations?
Right, and there's some deduction for C corp if memory serves as well.
All right, but that means if you're just in business as a DBA or a partnership or whatever, then you wouldn't have a tax. Is that correct?
Well, that's a great question. I'm still leafing through the bill.
Yeah. I mean, as the owner, your personal income, you wouldn't be taxed, but if the business shows a profit, I don't know if that would be. So do you think, in the eyes of the business world, that a flat corporate tax would be more attractive, especially if you're even shopping around looking at states to set up shop in?
Vastly more attractive. First, the 6% corporate income tax rate would make us one of the lower business tax states in the nation, according to the Tax Foundation. Second of all, with the exception of perhaps manufacturers, bills are going to go down. Manufacturers did very well under the new MVT, and that's why if they switch to a corporate income tax, they may see a net tax increase.
Mm-hmm.
However, because it would end up being a $1.5 billion net tax cut for the business community, we think that everyone would do better on balance, whether they own a business or not. Third, I've had two business people tell me that even though their tax might go up, they think it's good for the state. One of them, whose taxes would go down, actually said, look, even if you took the same amount of money and just made the system less complicated, I would do better because I could fire my accountants and hire more construction managers.
Yeah, that's the thing. When it's so convoluted, too, the fear is, gee, if I make a mistake, I might be found in fault and have to pay a penalty or interest. Or be accused of cheating, which is one thing I hate about our federal tax code.
That's exactly correct. And some of the horror stories we heard initially have petered out. We haven't heard as many. But when this tax was first implemented, businesses were squealing because their own professional accountants could not figure it out.
Well, and that was all last minute, too.
So, exactly.
Geez. Well, that has to be overall pretty good news for the business community here, unless you're trying to get a hot deal and you're a movie maker. So if this all goes through, they'll just go back to New Mexico or Louisiana or whatever state offers the biggest incentive for these movie makers, or whatever country does, frankly. They go to Canada a lot, too.
That's exactly correct. They will follow the money, especially if they're cash subsidies, because they're simply easier to earn. You're being paid to do something by taxpayers unknown to you. I mean, you don't have a personal connection with. However, I say let them. It's bad policy, and the states that engage in this are losing in every regard except PR. Let them have the PR. We'll have sound policy. I should also point out that these arguments that infrastructure would make the difference in Michigan, if we just give it time for infrastructure to develop,
right,
then everything will be fine. But if that were the case, then no one would leave California. It's got 80 years of infrastructure ready to be used, but because taxpayers aren't on the hook to the same degree we are in Michigan or they are in Louisiana,
right,
they've lost some production.
That's a good point. Why would anyone leave all of that in California to travel all the way across the country to shoot pictures in Michigan?
Exactly.
And I always thought, when this all came through, people were cheering, and I said, you remember, it's an artificial economy, because if the administration changes, which it has, policy could change, and all of this phony rebate stuff will be gone. So, movie makers aren't here because Michigan has beautiful scenery or cheap labor or anything. They're here because simply they get money back from the taxpayers.
That's exactly correct.
More than any other state.
Currently, that's exactly right. Yeah. I think Louisiana will step back into the first slot again once we eliminate our program. But, you know, I have long argued that the program is essentially a jobs facade, like a movie set. You know, you see everything up front, but if you look around the side, you'll see that it's just a facade. But I should also point out that these types of programs are also corrupting. You know, one of the reasons they suspended the program in Iowa was because the money was redirected to directors' personal purchases and purchases for their children. And here in Michigan, we've had two men arrested and charged with felony fraud for trying to get subsidies from the state in a movie infrastructure deal that apparently wasn't.
Yeah, and that was one of those, I think. Wasn't it your team that did the research on that Studio 42 in Grand Rapids?
Yes, my colleague Kathy Hoekstra and I exposed this story in Hangar 42, which actually resulted in those charges being brought.
Do you know, did the governor consult with any of your staff or go over any of your research in determining whether he wanted to eliminate this movie rebate?
Well, I think that he is very familiar with our work, because when we bumped into him last summer when he was still campaigning, he talked about it. He not only talked about our economic development work, but he went out of his way to talk about our work in tagging what it costs us to pay government employees in Michigan for just their health care benefits. And he was very interested in that. And happily now you see him talking about that very thing when he's discussing future budgets.
Yeah. Do you have any guess as to, now people said, gee, if you go with this corporate tax plus the deficit we already have, we could be up near $3 billion deficit for this upcoming budget year. So we'll have to have cuts or new revenue. Do you get a handle on anywhere where you think he might cut?
Yeah, I think government employee benefits are going to be one area. I think that he is either going to mandate that school employees, for instance, pay a certain percentage of their own insurance, or perhaps he may allot X amount of dollars and tell the districts, this is what you have for health benefits, and it's less than you were spending before. Go out and find the best deal you can.
Wow.
And that won't be all the money where he needs to save it, but closing out these tax refundable tax credits is going to save hundreds of millions over time, as are other tax credit loophole closings that he wants to engage in.
So yeah, over time taxpayers will send fewer or no checks to movie makers, but they won't be here, and there might be some businesses that have started as a result. So do you expect? Will some of the detractors say, yeah, but look, we're losing movie jobs now? Will we lose some jobs because of this?
Of course they're going to say that, because jobs have become the new children. You know, when people wanted something from the government before, or when politicians wanted to sell us something, they would always couch it in terms of, we have to do this for the children, whether it was deploy broadband
right,
or spend more on education. And but the economy has gotten so bad that everybody couches what they want from the government in terms of jobs.
Right.
But taking money from 100,000 job providers and giving it to 300 doesn't create jobs. It, at best, shifts them around. But as we've seen from the Anderson study, it actually probably destroys them in net terms.
Well, I tell you, Shot, what do you think of the governor's fiscal policy so far from what he's talked about or even requested here so far?
So far, I give him an A. The first month of his term has been very encouraging. I'm very optimistic. And even his officially non-fiscal policy items, like repealing the item pricing law, has fiscal consequences that are positive. So he still gets my applause.
Do you think this the business leader roundtable or whatever, the former Detroit Renaissance group, the business leaders, they have made noise that they think we ought to have a service tax and bring us into the 21st century. Do you think the governor will listen to that seriously?
You know what? It's possible, but right now he is essentially conducting an economic triage and is trying to staunch the blood and the people from leaving the state. So I don't think he would tackle that now. It would be a year into the future. And if he did, I would hope that there would be an offsetting tax reduction elsewhere, whether it's the personal property tax or the personal income tax.
Yeah. All right. Well, a little shocking news there, but all of this, I guess, unofficial, it would have to be in his budget. Is that right, that he would send his budget to the legislature recommending that we cut these incentive programs?
Well, he's already introduced a tax bill that is a step in the right direction, but I think that there may be need to be a series of bills to change the law, not just one.
Yeah.
The rubber will meet the road, however, with his budget announcement, and we're going to get details, I believe, today on some of the changes he intends to make.
All right. Yeah, the big meeting going on today with the business types.
That's exactly right.
And the governor. Well, thanks for the info and the insight, as always. The Mackinac Center for Public Policy in Midland. Michael LaFave, our guest director of fiscal policy. You can read more. You can go back and look at all the research they've done on Michigan film tax credits and loads of information. Also on that website, you can link to Michigan Votes. And that's a great website that people use to find out how lawmakers have voted, to read more about bills. It's a load of information, and it's all free on the website, thanks to the Mackinac Center. Mackinac.org, that's M-A-C-K-I-N-A-C, Mackinac.org, privately supported if people want to help out, if you support their work. You can also find out how to send a check to them on the website, too, if you'd like. Or, I guess, can you become a member? Is that it?
Yes, we have introductory memberships at $100 each, and you get everything we send in the mail. Or if you'd like, it doesn't have to be as much as $100. It could be $5 if you wanted to support us. And, of course, Capital Confidential is always free.
And that's great. We get that in the email every day. It's free, Michigan Capital Confidential. Lots of inside important information from Lansing via the Mackinac Center. Michael LaFave, thanks again for your time today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yep. Oh boy, 9:54 now at WTCM. We'll keep an eye on that. That is earth-shattering news this early and this definite, that the governor is saying, yes, I think we need to get rid of the Michigan filmmaker movie tax incentive, quite possibly other ones like the mega program, even the brownfield tax credits. All of the details will be out when he presents his budget. Well, maybe today, as Mr. LaFave said. Certainly in a few weeks when he presents his budget to the legislature. Quick break at 9:55. We'll be back in just a moment.